Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. Today I speak to Rahul Imandira, co-founder of Vinjai Brew, about how they have found a way to make beer more earth-friendly through their new product, Set B. Welcome to the show, Rahul, and thank you for the beer.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
For the record, if anyone is concerned, I have not been partaking of the beer that he brought just yet. Now, give us an overview of Vinjai Brew's operations.
So Vinjai Brew started when three of us were brewing beer in our university dorm. We got caught for it. We had to stop. And the ensuing news that came after that made us realize, why don't we try this for real? And so that's what we did. And it's now our full-time job after the three of us have graduated from university. We brew our beer right here in Singapore, down at Bukit Batok. And we sell it on our website in Red Mart and a few bars around the country.
Okay. I heard the part where you said you deliver.
Yes.
That in this current climate, with the fear of, that some people might have about going out, will make this very convenient.
It would, actually. And we did a post about that on Friday, reminding people that we do come to their house. They don't have to step out and we come right to them with the beer.
Until what time?
Whenever. You call, we come.
All right. Well, I have my first delivery hand-delivered by you. I'm going to need to check out this Set B, which you said you didn't have any of.
Yeah, because we ran out of cans and we're going to fill more cans tomorrow because a lot of people have been asking for them, not just you.
Okay. Now, you are a microbrewery.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Tell us, for those of us who don't understand the difference between beer brewed by the big breweries and microbreweries, maybe you can explain a little bit about that to us.
Yeah, for sure. So in a big brewery, they usually do one or two styles of beer, and it's a very standard beer with not much taste because it has to appeal to the mass market.
Right. They do lots and lots of it.
Yeah, their volumes that they do, their wastage is probably greater than what the volumes we do are. But for us, as a microbrewery, what we do is we do really small batches. We pay attention to each batch that we do. The beer that we do comes in a variety of styles, and each has a very distinct taste that you're not going to find in any commercial beer that's out there.
Okay, and if the inspiration takes you and you go, wouldn't it be a good idea to add this my favorite current flavor to the beer? Let's go try it. You can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. And if we wanted to do like a sour beer, we could do that. And actually, the beer that I'm here to talk about, Set B, started off as one of those ideas. Somebody just approached us. They're like, what if you put waste bread in beer? And we're like, yeah, we can totally try that. Because we only have to do 200 liters at a time. So if it went wrong, we just throw it down the drain. But but if it went well, we keep it.
Or you can drink it.
Oh, we can drink
it. All right. Okay. So you said Vinjai Brew is three of you.
Yeah, the three of us.
Okay. And I'm assuming you're all fairly young because you're pretty young.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're all going to be 27 this year. Yeah, we're all the same age, actually.
All right. Okay. So this is kind of an adventure for you guys.
It is a little bit because this is all our first jobs out of university and we'd never really had a proper full-time job because, like I said, we just graduated.
Right.
So every day we learn new things and who knew we'd end up on radio one day as well.
Who knew indeed. All right, let's talk about Vinjai Brews. Now, you said Set B, somebody started out with someone saying, why don't you use used bread, old bread?
Yeah, so the general topic they're trying to explore was trying to make food more sustainable. And the idea that we wanted to pursue was using offcuts of bread. So if you're going to make white bread, you take off the crust of the bread and you discard it.
That's the best part.
Some people don't like their crusts on. So we did go to the bakery and we're like, oh, can we have the bread? We're going to make beer. And at the time, they didn't understand what we're going to do with it. So they just let us have it. And in addition to using the bread, we also went to one of those orange juice machines where they automatically juice oranges for you.
Right.
And we took those discarded oranges and we zested them.
Right.
And we used the zest in beer. So this beer not only has the waste bread, it also has juiced orange zest.
Okay. Yeah. And this is in an attempt to be more sustainable and...
Yeah, it's just to prove that being sustainable doesn't have to compromise on quality. And you can also make something like beer sustainable.
Okay, we are speaking to Rahul Imandira, co-founder of Vinjai Brew. We're talking about a beer that they've come up with that is more earth-friendly, more sustainable, called Set B, which I have no idea what it tastes like, but you've piqued my interest because bread's in there. Okay, I understand beer is made with yeast. So is that where it's from?
So the bread actually doesn't replace the yeast.
Okay, so there's more yeast yet.
Yeah, there's still yeast. What the bread's actually replacing is the grain. So malted barley is the biggest component of beer. Mm-hmm. And if you can replace a little bit of that with bread, you actually cut down on the use of malted barley. So
that's what it's used for. And you're also, you've got zest of
orange zest.
Orange zest, which is interesting. I'm not sure I'd like it. I'd have to try it.
It has a light zesty citrus notes to it.
Right, okay.
So it's not your usual bitter
I've
beer.
I've tried several craft beers that included lemongrass and... I wasn't sure about that. Yeah, I mean, I think I'll keep my lemongrass in my curries and not in my beer.
I think that's where they belong.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I will like the Set B. Now, what has the response been to Set B so far?
So when we first did it, it was mainly for the cafe that gave us the idea. Mm-hmm. And it was a limited batch. But then we gave a few samples to friends and some people ordered it off our website. And everybody seemed to love it. And they loved it so much that we decided to bring it back for a second batch. So right now what we are on is our second batch. Mm-hmm. And we're about halfway through that. And like I said, the demand has been really good because we ran out of cans. We need to fill more cans. And yeah, it was really popular for Chinese New Year as well because of the inclusion of oranges.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I can see that. Although that's probably just an excuse.
Excuse to get beer.
Any beer will do. No, I'm kidding, of course. Yeah, the whole orange thing would be a nice touch along with all the Chinese feasts. I'm trying to understand. When you started your business, did you have a sustainability idea or plan? Or is that something that evolved as you guys went along?
So when we started it, it wasn't so much about food sustainability mm-hmm. as to more focused on environmental sustainability. Sure. And I think that comes about because the three of us are all millennials and we do recognize we have to play our part mm-hmm. for the environment. The food sustainability came along just because of that cafe. Other ways that we've tried to be sustainable is giving people a dollar off when they reuse their cups at our events. And for us, a dollar is a big deal, but it does bring people back and brings them back with their cups as well. So it reduces the use of plastic cups.
All right. Now, you guys are pretty young, and that's great. And you know, because I have spoken to a lot of different people from a lot of different industries who are in your age group. I remember, I think it was the managing director or the CEO of one of the tech companies who said, oh, I'm 29. I'm really old for my job. And I wanted to reach over and slap him, but that's something else altogether. The thing that is interesting is, there is such an ability to take risk on and look at a challenge as something fun and something that you're going to overcome. You know, it's slightly different mindset from someone who's been in business for a longer.
Yeah.
Did you find that amongst yourselves?
Yeah, it was definitely a risk to do these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if the beer went wrong, it would be a cost on our end that nobody else would have seen. But I think what keeps us going is that a lot of the people who also consume our beer are just like us in the mm-hmm. same age category. And to them, an issue like this does matter to them more so than I believe it matters to other consumers. And to just see the response.
It's starting to matter to all of us.
It is starting to matter to all of us, and that's good to see. But what got us started was the encouragement that we got from our peers who are the same age.
Okay. Now, I know, and I said this already, that for you a challenge is probably viewed slightly differently. Yeah. But what were some of the challenges?
I think for us, the biggest challenge at the start was the decision to go with cans rather than bottles. Mm-hmm. Because for craft beer, bottles are seen as a premium product.
Right.
But after research, we find that cans are lighter, mm-hmm. they're easier to recycle. And in general, they're going to be more sustainable as a product. But that led to us being the first craft brewer in Singapore to use cans. And after us followed Brewworks. But that was a big decision because we were a very young company at the start. Mm-hmm. And to go down that route,
Were you afraid when you made that decision?
We were. People were telling us, like, look, you got to put
your
beer in bottles. It's more premium. Nobody's going to drink out of a can. And, like, we were like, no, but you know, it's the right thing to do to go with cans.
Right.
It's easier to recycle. It's lighter. When you transport it, you emit less carbon dioxide.
So what happens between the three of you when other people say, oh, that's the wrong decision? You guys, are you sure? Do you double down on your decision or do you second guess yourselves? Do you fight amongst yourselves?
There is a little bit of doubt that creeps in, especially when so many people say something.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the three of us come together, and if we can convince ourselves that what we're doing is the right thing, then we're going to go along with it. And that's always been the most important thing, that the three of us can convince each other
mm-hmm.
about a decision that we're going to make.
That's interesting because I think that there would have been points with Facebook, even with older companies that basically now run the world, like Bill Gates, there would have been at the very beginning that little bit of doubt when everyone else was going, are you kids crazy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a critical decision that could go either way.
And right.
It ends up defining the company later on.
Which is what happened with you, because going with cans ended up being a great decision for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that yet, but it is playing out decently well. And I think it's what sets us apart from other craft breweries in Singapore.
All right. Well, you know, as far as beer drinkers are concerned, I wouldn't know anything about that, or much about it. I don't think it really truly matters whether it comes out of a can or it comes out of a bottle if it is a good product.
That is true.
Right. At the end of the day, the proof is in the contents of that can or that bottle.
That's very true. And it's nice to hear that.
It's true. It's true. And I believe it. All right. So before I let you go, talk to us about your next steps. Bin-Dry Brews, next steps. Is there going to be a new flavor? Are you working on something? You don't have to tell us what it is. But you can tell us if you're working on something new or if you're working on upscaling what you have right now. What's up ahead?
Right. So one of the things I can share is a very interesting side project that we have going on at the moment. And it's with the same cafe that inspired Set B.
Mm-hmm.
Of the four ingredients in beer, one of them is hops.
Mm-hmm.
So hops are what give beer its aroma and bitterness.
Right.
And right now, the hops we get in Singapore come all the way from like the States
mm-hmm.
or in Germany.
Right.
And that's a long way for the hops to come. And if we can find a similar bittering agent that grows regionally or locally, it would help to cut down on the carbon
footprint.
It's
not lemongrass, I'm just saying.
Yes, it will definitely not be lemongrass. I can tell you that right now. It's not going to be lemongrass. But yeah, they do have a compound in mind, and we're going to try some of it next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it goes all right, but we got to try it first.
So there's a possibility that you'll have to come back to the studio at some point and tell us about this new beer.
There's a very good possibility of
Well,
that.
You're not invited unless you bring more beer.
and it doesn't taste like lemongrass.
All right, good. We've been talking to Rahul Imandura, co-founder of Bin-Dry Brew, talking about how they've made their beer more earth-friendly through their new product, Set B. We've also found out a little bit more about the company as a whole. This has been The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.